Hello everybody. Welcome to the Cloud Boff. Here are some of the members of the cloud team as exists at the moment. There's a bunch more people who couldn't make it to Taiwan this year. And due to the sheer number of time zones between us and them, unfortunately, they're probably not going to be in ISE either. But, you know, they're with us in spirit at least. So, we'll get on to other things in a moment, but I will ask a couple of quick questions first. Who here has actually used any of the Debian cloud images? Woo! We have users. Awesome. And did they work okay for you? Yeah? Ish? Okay. So, what we want to go through today is a quick discussion of what we've done in the last year or so, and what our plans are for the, I guess, for the coming year. We still have a lot of work to do. It's like a lot of things in Debian, the work is basically open-ended. We are still continuing to try and work together to improve things. Feedback on what people are finding with the images we're making, and obviously offers of more help are always welcome. This is very much a BOF, this is not a presentation. Although we have a whole bunch of us here, it's just because there's a bunch of people doing work in this area. Please don't hesitate to ask questions or, you know, pass your thoughts on as and when. I said, this is not a presentation, this is a conversation. Okay? So, Tomasz, you have the agenda.
Yes, so let's start a bit with status updates, what we did. We got Sprint in Seattle last October or November, which got even mentioned by DPL, there we were working on moving our build systems to FAI, mostly, which is still work in progress. And on testing of images, we have some scripts, but they are not yet integrated fully into our build process and are not working yet on all cloud providers. So this is also something to do. In the meantime, we also moved to Salsa, all of our repositories. I became DD and I got access to Casualana, so I can now run those tests to that we work on in Seattle. Helen is starting opening NM process.
Yes.
So we will probably get more and more members who have access to restricted Debian machines, and we can work on more automated, more bulletproof tests. Because we also moved to Salsa, we should probably start thinking about more CI, CD process of building those images. More automation, less human interaction.
So, one of the things that we've been doing is getting together at these sprints. So far they've been hosted by the big cloud platforms. We've had two sprints in Seattle so far. The first hosted by Google, and then we were hosted by the Microsoft Azure team last year. We're hoping to have another sprint this autumn. The folks at DigitalOcean offered to host us last year, and we're just starting to organize logistics for that. One of the really warming things, one of the really great things about working in this team is we can see that a lot of companies are not just consuming what we do, but they're actively getting involved. So we have people inside Amazon, inside Microsoft, inside Google, who are directly working with us on producing and testing official Debian cloud images. And that's a really, really nice thing to see.
I just want to give a little bit of background for the people who doesn't really know what we are doing, so what we want to achieve. So we want to build official Debian image for the cloud providers, so that we trust, we as a community, and assigned by Debian, going through the QA from Debian with a lot of testing, so users can trust this image. So to achieve this, we need an infrastructure to build all these images, and this infrastructure is going to be built in a machine called Casulana, is what he mentioned. And we also need the testing infrastructure. So the current planning for testing is analyzing the image aesthetically, mounting it, deploying it in local machine, then deploying in the providers to check if everything works well. So we have already planned how to implement those infrastructure, but it's a work in progress yet.
One other area where we made progress in the past year is that there is now a cloud flavor in the kernel, so there is an additional kernel image Debian package that has a lot of, for cloud providers, not needed parts removed from the kconfig file. So for example, PCMCIA is, I think, is removed, some video camera stuff and so on, which makes booting the machine faster on the cloud provider side, and the image and makes the images smaller. Though this is something that also got accepted by the kernel team and by FTP master to have an additional package.
I have a question.
Yeah. Okay. So what images are the cloud team responsible for? Like, do you also are maintaining the Docker images and the Vagrant images?
No, it's something that so far, I'll admit, we've been not great at talking to the folks who are building those.
Right.
I keep on mentioning it, and I must admit, I actually need to actually talk to people, sit down with them, and work out how much overlap there is with what they're doing, what we're doing, and does it make sense to actually collaborate more?
Yes, but are these images being maintained by Debian people right now? Just they are not in the team. Is that right?
So it used to be that the Docker image was made by Paul Tagg.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's still the case.
And for the Vagrant images, Emmanuel is building them. And we also have the file configuration for Vagrant images.
Okay, thank you.
And it's precisely because you have to ask that question that we need to make official images, right?
So one of the reasons that the cloud team even started having these discussions and trying to work together was that very reason. Over the last few years, obviously, as use of the cloud, use of containers has taken off a huge amount, we've had people come to us asking exactly those questions. So inside Amazon or inside Google or whatever, I can see these images that claim to be Debian. How do I know it's Debian? How do I know it doesn't have malware included? That's one of the reasons why we're trying to do this. We want to make sure that people can easily find the official images that are blessed by the Debian cloud team and also blessed by the providers where they're running, to make sure that A, the images are safe, clean. You know, you don't want to have lots and lots of random non-free stuff included, even if it's not malware. But equally, you want it to behave well, you want it to interact well with the platform it's running on, so you get good performance, you know, you get all the features that you need.
Yeah, and the cloud providers acknowledged and understood that it is crucial to the project that, or also to their customers, that they are providing images that the community can trust is real Debian.
So on top of, obviously, the three big commercial cloud platforms we've already mentioned, We've been making OpenStack images for a very long time using a lot of the work that Zigo has done. We have those for AMD 64 and also for ARM 64, which is something that I'm quite happy with, speaking as an ARM employee.
I very much would like to add PPC EL64, the only issue is that I don't have access to such a cloud to be able to test it. So this is a bottle in the sea. If you know someone at IBM or another company that has a cloud on PPC EL64, please get in touch.
You know, obviously, we want to provide images that are useful on every platform where they're useful. So if there are any other platforms, any other providers that we don't provide stuff for, please talk to us. We know that there are many, many more than just the three or four that we've mentioned so far, but you know, we need to know about them, we need to work with people, and we need to make things happen.
Okay, do we move to now FAI and status of images? Yeah.
So, where we started from was that each different cloud image was built using its own special Snowflake tooling. It's a matter of record in Debian. We have far too many different image building tools. I remember Wiku told us, was it 11, 12 that you found for your talk in Heidelberg? Sorry?
And we keep getting new ones.
One of the things that we've agreed within the cloud team is we don't want to carry on using different tools for different images, because fundamentally the similarities between our images are much more than the differences. We want to be able to provide something that is common, that will give you the same feature set as closely as possible across any platform that you run it on. There will be differences. For example, there's no point running the Microsoft WA agent in OpenStack. There's no point running the Google tools if you're running on Azure. We want to make sure that also other people can take what we have and either derive their own images from them or use the configuration that we've come up with as a good base and either build their own images, share their own images. Obviously, Debian is free software. We want people to go away and do their own work on top of it. That's the whole point. So after a lot of discussion at the first cloud sprint we had 18 months ago, we basically agreed we would be working together on trying to build all our images using FAI, which is an increasingly, I guess, different area from where FAI started. So it's not just fully automated installation. We're now generating images. And the nice features of FAI are that you have your own configuration, which is separate from the scripts that build things. So we can then easily publish the configurations that we have. They're all free, obviously. They're easy for the people to then derive from, and I think we're basically happy with it. We haven't yet quite got to the stage where all of our images are built that way, but it's work in progress.
Basically, advantage of FAI is that there are classes, so we have some base classes for Debian, then base classes for Cloud Image, and then we are adding class for Amazon, for Azure, for whatever else, and it just adds or removes packages that are needed or not needed. So this is also good for people who want to build their own images. They can take our set of classes and just add new variants or something.
I want to correct a little bit. We are on the stage that we can build the images with SPI. The only thing that is missing is automatic continuous integration that the images are built on the Debian machine. So if you want to give it a try and want to build an image, you can just get the tools, the configuration, and do this on your own.
And also, like a lot of volunteer projects, the other thing we're missing is good documentation about how all of this works. If anybody does want to help right now, right today, that would be an awesome thing, would be to dive in with docs.
Oh, I did another question. I was just raising my hand to say, let's hang out together later today, and I like writing documentation.
Be careful admitting that. You'll get, well, actually, you might get lots of friends. So that's the state of play of where we are today. As I said, we're hoping to organize another cloud sprint for probably, is it November we're looking at?
October,
November this year. As I said, DigitalOcean offered to host at their offices in New York. We've not really started organizing it fully yet. More details will be coming out on the mailing list and whatever shortly. And we have the beginnings of an agenda being worked out. We got together last night. There will be more and more things that we need to talk about and work on when we get together for a few days. We do tend to work very well in the sprints, and I must admit, not quite so well, or not quite so publicly well outside of the sprints. One of the things I'd like to have us do is be a bit more active publicly, so that everyone else can see what work is going on. And, you know, I liked in Debian, not just to see things being done, but to have things being very visibly done. It's a great way of building a team. It's a great way of getting more people interested and getting more people involved.
So if we were to wrap up this first section with some comments, the first one is that we moved everything to Salsa. We don't have CI turned on the way we want, but when we do, it can be watching Git repos and be pushing to Kazulana for build. Kazulana is a monster machine that Debian bought 18 months ago or so, and we got fully up and running at the last sprint, and it's where we build all the images. So although the providers are offering us VMs and are encouraging us to build on their infrastructure, we maintain the principle that we build our images on infrastructure that we control. And I guess the last piece was we're interested in the ability to push images to a variety of providers. So right now we only push to three providers. We do it kind of in a manual way, and we could tie that in at the end of the CI process after test and validation.
So if I got correctly, basically you would want to not only have continuous integration for the images, but actually also continuous deployment to all those cloud providers whenever something passes QA and we decide that, yes, this is the new thing we want to release. That's really good to hear, actually.
Sure, exactly that. So, of course, we will have, you know, the stable releases that go out each time we do a new stable release, but we'll also have regular updates with security things happening. We'll also have regular, whether that's daily, weekly, whatever builds going out. Once we have a proper CI pipeline going where, you know, builds are triggered when changes happen, what we will want to do is run our own QA, and then we can push to the various platforms. Each of the platforms have their own extra QA infrastructure, some of which is huge in terms of what things do. It can take a couple of days for an image to go through and be tested fully. So, you know, obviously, we will be providing our images, we'll be pushing into their test pipeline, and then things should come out, fully tested, fully approved, and ready to go.
Yeah, currently, I think we provide for, at least for OpenStack and Azure, we are providing daily images. Weekly of testing, and each time there are updates on either the main archive or the security archive, the images get rebuilt, and we publish them again.
Yeah, and I think we agreed to have weekly builds for the images for testing, and daily builds, but not official. For Debian, only for CI to check if everything's okay. So if we detect something is wrong, we can notify it quickly and fix the bugs as fast as possible.
Is there some kind of roadmap or dashboard where I can see the current status of these images? No?
Not.
Okay, yes.
not an overview for all the images, at least.
Okay.
I know for Azure, for example, that there is azurebuild.debian.net, which has Jenkins running, which shows the latest logs and the downloadable daily images. And I think for OpenStack, just download from Casilana. Patterson.
Yes, I mean I would like to contribute to the team, but I was thinking like where to start. Like, is there some place where I can get a?
Yes. So for the big four providers, Amazon, Google, and whatnot. So we will push to them. But for people doing OpenStack things, I would very much like to see somewhere where. Cloud, public cloud providers and whatnot could register themselves and get either a trigger or an image push to their cloud. So we would need to do some programming with a web interface where people can register these kind of things. And there, if you want to volunteer doing that, that would be awesome.
Right.
And the other place where we've had a volunteer whose name I can't remember because sorry, I'm rubbish. Has already started working on an image finder. So that will be something where you can go and, if you just know you want a Debian image, which includes the following features, that you would be able to then go and find out, say, the AWS ID for it, or find where to grab it if for whichever region you're on in you know, Google Cloud Engine or whatever. So it's significantly harder than it should be, apparently, to find the official Debian images and make sure that you're using the thing you think you are. So an image finder like that is also a good way to help. I know Ubuntu have one, and we have people looking at what they do. We could do something similar, but we don't have to follow them. It's a good way to dive in and get started.
I reached out to them, and they are saying that they will not publish their or make their code public for the image finder because for reasons.
One thing that it would be really nice to have volunteers to work is test infrastructure, because right now we have some code, but it's a code that we did in 2 days, 3 days. So it's really basic. We are not near what we want to achieve, all the staging of tests we want to achieve, and also we need that all of this needs to be integrated in a way, be coded in a way that is easily integrated with all the infrastructure, so we can trigger the CI tests so easily. And I think this is like first phase before, moving to other features, and this would be really helpful.
Basically, the testing will be non-trivial because we need to build image, then we need to check it statically, then we need to run it on some basic tests on Debian machine so we can trust it. Then, if it passes, we need to upload it to particular cloud providers and test that it runs on Amazon, that it's run on Google, and for example on Amazon that we can enable this enhanced networking on Google, that we can, I don't know, attach some high performance whatever. So it will be need to be multi-staging, it will need to be integrated well into our building process and our CI process. So we cannot use basic Salsa CI because it's just one step and quite limited. So we have some plans, but we need to first document them a bit, discuss, and probably it will be multi-staging stuff.
Yeah, but for those who are looking on what we agreed, what the test set should look like, there is a Gobi document. Well, there are Gobi documents from the sprint in 2016 and 2017, and the test suite that Tomasz and Helm worked on, basically the set on tests that we agreed that are nowadays documented in the Gobi collaboration editing.
We also have some pictures, some diagrams explained. So if you want to know more, I can send it to you and explain it to you. And also another thing is that we use Phi tool to build images, but we also want to isolate buildings. So we want to build a virtual machine, execute Phi inside it, generate the built images, and also manage all those virtual machines. So I don't think we have it yet.
I didn't. That was my question. Is anybody already doing the building of the images in a clean virtual machine, or
not yet?
So currently, we all use FAI just on our own computer.
Yeah.
So then there's a script in the Git repository called launch-kvm.sh. This was done by Ben from Digital, and I think we should have a look if it's okay and try to use it. So, but what you can do is you can get our repository and run FAI on your own machine.
Yeah. So this is still in progress. Basically, previous scripts like Bootstrap Visit and so on, we were running this on clean AWS machines, but because we decided to move to FAI, we need to polish some corners. And
Since you mentioned that I can run FAI on my own machine, like how much resources do I need to be able to run those builds?
And the answer to that is not a huge amount. You know, it's essentially doing the equivalent Bootstrap and tweaks around it. So you need basically to have the space for your image. You need to have sufficient memory and kernel to do it. Obviously, the bigger, the faster the machine, the faster it will go. But you know, that's not, you know, don't worry too much about resources. Yeah.
Okay. So let's discuss maybe these vendor agents and stuff, or do we have something? So basically, we are now building our own images, but to fully utilize cloud providers, there is need to have some agents, so some demos running on virtual machine in cloud providers. Their functionality differ on different cloud providers. So for example, on Amazon, there is no particular need to have it. It will work without any agent, but then we won't have detailed monitoring. We won't have some ability to run EC2 run command or something like this. We won't have this SNM something. I don't remember what's the meaning behind it, but basically this is advanced management of machines. On Google, on the other hand, we need to have some agent to be able to inject SSH key to login into it. I'm not sure what's the status on Azure, but I guess this is similar.
So Vala is currently already in Debian stable and in the images. It's also used for getting the SSH keys into the machines, getting the monitoring, or getting information back into the Azure monitoring suites and so on.
So basically, the status differs between agents for different environments. It looks like for Microsoft there is the best situation. Google has packages, but in their own repository, and because there are some problems with DFSG and quality of packages.
Yeah. So one of the things that we've been telling all of the platform providers, and most people are understanding this, is that obviously if their agents are going to be in official Debian images, they need to meet Debian standards. So that's, they need to be DFSG free, obviously. They also need to be in the main Debian archive. We are not going to build images and put Debian's, you know, seal on them if they're pulling in things that are not already in the archive, because, well, it's not Debian that way, is it? So that does then lead to some tension that some of the providers want to have quite frequent updates to the tools inside their images, and that can be a bit fraught if it means that they want, you know, potentially major updates inside Debian Stable. But that's a discussion that's ongoing. The very first thing that must happen is they've got to be in the archive and they've got to be maintained.
Yeah, but we also managed together with a release team and stable release team to get at least the Vala agent for Azure updated in a stable point release, mainly to cover the Azure Stack, which is an on-premise Azure, to support that kind of new hardware. And we also had some discussion with a stable release team regarding other agents. As they are leaf packages, they are probably not going to break most of end users' installations.
So have it, yeah, as agreed with the release team, so long as the updates to the agents are reasonable, then there shouldn't be a problem with these things going in. But, you know, who defines reasonable? You know, it needs some trust on, you know, of what we're doing and of what the cloud providers are doing to make sure that, you know, the newest agent doesn't do bad things, you know, it's not going to be very buggy. So one of the things that will help on that, of course, is as we boost our own CI, if we're doing a lot more testing on all of our images, we will be able to verify that a new version of an agent isn't going to break things.
How is Ubuntu solving this problem? Are they shipping non-free software? And the frequent updates problem also?
You know, that's a very good question. I honestly don't know. Ubuntu, in my experience, tend to be a bit more open to doing less free things, yes, when it makes commercial sense. But I haven't looked, so I know. If you could go and have a look and tell us, that would be wonderful. So, Tomáš, what was next on the list?
Next? We are almost done. Let me check. As you probably noticed, there is much work in progress. We need, as Steve pointed, we need to have it more public. So we intend to have some status updates on our mailing list. Basically, we have mailing list, so you can subscribe to it.
So yes, we've got the Debian Cloud mailing list. We've got the Debian Cloud IRC channel, where at least most of us are idling. We do need to be more public, though. And ditto, we need, as I said, we need to have better docs. A, to help people to see what we've done, and B, to tell people how they can help and how they can get more involved. I promise faithfully that we're going to be doing more of that in the next year. If nothing else, I'm going to make it my task at the Cloud Sprint to get a lot more of that organized.
Yeah, and if you want a hands-on, there probably I've seen at least one cloud provider being here in the room. Persons from one cloud provider in the room. I'm willing to give you a hands-on on Azure platform. SIGO can also help people to show the images on OpenStack, I guess.
One question: is there anybody interested in building their own cloud image and want to use the tools? If you start and if you have any problems with Phi, I would suggest you could also join the Debian Cloud IRC.
I just did.
What?
I did about a minute ago.
Okay. If there are some, and I would guess in the beginning there may be some question related to FAI and then I can help you.
Yeah. Currently, I'm basically building my own VM images automatically when I provision new VMs. But it's a very janky process that basically involves building an initramfs blob that has a pre-seed file baked into it. And yeah. I mean, at least it's automated, but.
Where I work, use OpenStack massively, and there is a possibility to start creating our own image of for OpenStack.
So one of the things that we started the last sprint was a conversation about formalizing our relationship, Debian probably through SPI with the cloud providers, so that our images can be found in the marketplace, for example. So instead of finding in the public area, you can find it in the AWS marketplace. So we hope to continue that conversation this fall and understand the pros and cons of such an agreement with the cloud provider and the availability of the images to people who want to use them and how they can be found. So one thing is the image finder, the other one is actually being in the marketplace.
For Azure, we are listed in their marketplace.
It depends
heavily on the platform.
And also, Helen already partially mentioned it, we still have in flux our management of accounts and access to this cloud, because basically we need to have our own official Debian account on different providers, and we need to be able to manage users, so I can do something, publish images, but so basically we need accounts for users, for real people, and we need accounts for roles. So machines can automatically publish something. So this is also still something that we are working on.
Yeah, but I think we discussed that last year with Steve extensively, and he agreed to hand out accounts for publishing for the.
I think that was everything we had on our agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sure, and we just seen 10 minutes on. So, are there any more questions people have, any more comments? Do we have any more volunteers who want to come in and spend the rest of their lives making Debian cloud images great? Oh, damn, I was hoping we'd get somebody.
So, what will happen in the next months that I know of is that the kernel cloud image will be further tweaked. We also will hopefully see the feedback from the various cloud providers that those kernel images are working properly on all cloud platforms. Maybe there are even more things that we can disable in kconfig to get faster booting process.
First, I'm really sorry for monopolizing the mic, but since you mentioned the kernel package for cloud being tweaked further, I was kind of curious, how much difference did you actually notice in like lightening the kernels that we ship to in VM images?
The boot time is like went down like quite much, like half of the boot time only.
Oh, that's actually a lot.
Yeah, we removed a lot of things that are not present on cloud platforms. Also network stacks that we do not need, like.
Yeah, and realize I have a quick question. Is for instance, installing security updates on the first boot of a VM something that is done currently? And
CloudDD does that for you? So okay. It does apt-get update, apt-get dist upgrade when you boot normally?
So this is an outstanding question though. some of the cloud providers want all the images to do unattended upgrades or similar to make sure that images that are running are as secure as they possibly can be. Obviously, if you're hosting, say, 100,000 Debian installations, you will really care if there's a root security hole that is working its way across your entire campus, corpus, sorry. Of course, there are also potential downsides to doing the unattended upgrades, of course, that, say, you know, your database server, you know, for your website, suddenly in the middle of your trading day decides, no, I need to do a Postgres update, and your site goes away. You know, it's there is no good single answer. It's an ongoing discussion.
Yes, that's why I asked about on first boot, because that's an easier decision.
Steve brought up the discussion during last sprint and also after the past sprint on the Debian Devel mailing list, if we should enable unattended boot per default on our images, not even for cloud images, but also more generally.
The Debian security team don't like unattended upgrades. There are apparently, they see quite substantial problems with it, with the design and how it works. I haven't spent enough time yet looking into it to agree or disagree. I do think that we need to come up distro-wide with a better security policy. You know, I mean, I'm sure all of us as, you know, responsible admins of our own systems are making sure we're always patched. We should make it easier for our users to get that too.
I think the problem is that unattended upgrades happens at random times and you really want to run it on control times, so you would need some kind of, say, staged update that you can say that now is the time to update a handful of hosts and find out if it works and then put it on to the others. It's a trouble. Yep. We don't really know who should be the one who controls these staged updates.
Sure. So there's all kinds of config that can be done. Actually, Tolef is coming.
Do we know what the other OS providers do, like Fedora and Arc and so on? I know that CoreOS does automatic updates and reboots, but I have no idea about other Linux distros.
Ubuntu does, definitely. I'm told that Fedora have something similar. I don't know how well it works or any details, I'm afraid.
Amazon, they have their own distribution. They run update on restart.
Yeah, sure. So on restart, it's great. But of course, this varies massively by use cases. So for people who are running, you know, as I said, the database server for their you know e-commerce site, they'll be running. They'll have very long running cloud images, which they will want to manage totally. Equally, we also have a lot of people where a VM literally might be running for 30 seconds, 5 minutes or so, where they don't care. What actually we've had feedback from, I mean, the Google folks in particular were pushing for this, and this is one of the reasons why we care so much, is they care if a system takes 10 seconds to boot instead of 5 seconds to boot for exactly those people. So they don't want cloud init taking time at startup because, you know, installing a couple of updates suddenly means your boot time has tripled. Now, again, for those of us running a laptop or running a server at home, it's like, who cares about 5 seconds? But if you're spawning 10,000 images and, you know, to do a very simple thing and then you want them to go away again, 5 seconds times 10,000 adds up.
Another thing is that when you have a very large deployment, let's say you mentioned 10,000 VMs, just imagine 10,000 VMs doing upgrade this upgrade at the same time on your local mirror. That can be a lot of resources too.
I think we need to support all these different schemes to do it at reboot and so on, but I would guess it's not special cloud problem, but how Debian could support all these different kinds of when to do the updates. So I have a question. besides the big cloud providers, Google, Amazon, Azure, are there any other cloud providers that you would like to see in the beginning that Debian supports and where we should upload official images? Just shout the names of the cloud providers.
We use SoftLayer at work, so I would actually like that to be supported. Gandhi.net currently ships extremely janky images, and it would be actually quite nice to have properly supported ones.
Okay.
I just say that there are a lot of Chinese colleagues here. I know that Alibaba also have very, Alibaba and Tencent in China, they have very popular cloud platform being used by millions of people. If the colleagues here can connect us to their people, perhaps.
Actually, I'm using Alibaba, which is called AliYun, and maybe Thomas already know that. Alibaba is very special because they cut down something in the design and install something called AliDun, which called problem yet last year. Maybe somebody heard of that. So I don't think they will accept some image from the Debian official repository, but they do have such a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have contacts in Hangzhou with people from AliYun that we can could get in touch with?
No, but I'm keeping in touch with them, so I can contact with them. If you wanna talk to them, okay, I will be. I can be helped. But the problem is AliYun has one option, which is default on. That is enhanced. By this option, they will install something into your system, which I believe it will harm for the whole system. It caused problem last year. This is for security. Officially or literally, this is for security. But I trust it has something to do with other stuff, which I could not say. Okay.
But I guess even if they install something, we cannot do anything against it.
Yeah.
And but we still can provide an official Debian image that the users can use.
So to go back on the topic of automatic upgrades, I'm slightly worried that what we'll run into is something not entirely different to what we do by installing recommends automatically, where lots of people then just end up turning it off, and I don't think that would be a very helpful situation. So maybe what we could actually do is provide either some flag you can set through Cloud Init, which basically sets a policy, or even provide different images. So we provide a short-lived image, which, I mean, we can do something really crude, like it will do power off after 24 hours, or like, Something like that, or we could do like some other mechanism to say you shouldn't be running this on long term, and then it's up to the users to do whatever they want.
Hi, so I'm Kay. I'm the person from one of the cloud providers. I work at Microsoft. Just a quick note on this. So one thing that we see a lot is that customers do we. For our internal Microsoft services, we have an image that we base off of, and automatic updates or unattended updates are turned on in that, and most of the people who use that image turn off unattended updates because it breaks them during production, and they need to be able to test and deploy on their own time frame. And so I think that making it easy to create custom images is really the best answer to this. So people can create, you know, start with whatever the default is, and then create their own, and they have full control over it.
Absolutely, it's what we need to do. It's what we want to do. Anyway, I'm been told by the video team we are out of time. So thank you everybody for coming along. I hope that was useful and interesting. Please, if you want to know more, if you want to join in, if you really want to help. catch us either here this week or join the Debian Cloud IRC and mailing list, and we will be keeping you updated there. Thank you very much.